Today's topic was requested by Joel Mel, related to last week's storm, and he sent me an article about the tree falling on or damage your property. Who's responsible for the fallen tree, the damage on the fence, on the house, and who has to clean it up? So he sent me this article, what American law is. I'll read you the American law, and then we'll figure out what the Jewish law would be. So he said, many people are under the misimpression that if their neighbor's tree has fallen on or damaged their property, their neighbor is legally responsible. Generally, this is not the case. Unless the tree had shown earlier signs of decay, a reasonable inspection would have shown that the tree or one of its limbs were not stable and in danger of falling, the neighbor is not responsible. Unfortunately, they may not even be responsible for the removal of the tree from your property. So according to American law, simply speaking, in most cases, when it falls, my property tree falls onto someone else's property, I don't have to pay for its house, fence, or nor do I have to remove it. The question is, what would the halacha say about this particular case? So there is a Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Mabez. The Mishnah tells us, Hakosel Va'ilan Shenaflu Rishis Harabim, it falls to Rishis Harabim, a public domain, Vizikwa causes damage, Pater Milashalim, a person is Pater from paying. And the Mishnah, the Rashi explains it, why you Pater? The Mai Havalei Lemeved, what could I have done? Honestly, I'm onus. I didn't cause it to fall. Something else caused it to fall, and therefore I'm Pater. Says the Mishnah, if, however, they saw that the tree or wall was bad, is going to fall, if Bezdin gives a time, you need to cut it down in the next week, and the listers are close, they'll take it down, but Nuflo, Besochas Man, it fell within the time, I was given a week, and it fell 2 days later, I'm Pater, because I had a few more days left. If it fell Achas Man, I would be Chayv in doing so. So if a certain time was given, and I didn't meet that time, so then that's going to dictate whether I'm Chayv or Pater. There is a discussion, and a sefer Pisei Choshen, those who are not familiar, it's a very important sefer on Choshen Mishpat. It's a whole sefer, a whole set rather, on the different halachas of Choshen Mishpat. So he has a whole discussion here, whether only Bezdin tells you, let's say it's clear that tree is going to fall, the wall is going to fall, I need to call Bezdin in to warn the guy. So he has a discussion back and forth between the different achronim and poskim, whether or not only Bezdin could give you the time frame, or if it's clear from the tree, clear from the wall, that both neighbors understand it's going to fall soon, that might be enough of a reason to give the guy a week before he takes it down. But that's not our situation here. Now, the Muki Yosef in the back talks about the situation of, let's say, the wall is strong or not strong. So he says this whole discussion is true only when the wall or tree is strong. And he goes on to say that if it's strong and a big wind comes along, Hazaz Machmas HaRuach, Machmas HaGesham, the rain comes and knocks it down, then if the building was built normally, the tree was healthy, the fence was completely healthy, one is Pater for any damage. It's considered a case of onus. It's clear in the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah as well. It's brought down in Choshen Mishpat, Simin Tuf, Tez Zayin, Sif Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says, Kosel Va'ilan Shenaflu Rishis Harabim, Vezeko, one is Pater Milashalim. It's very clear, and the Ramah gives an example. Even if the wind blew it down, you're completely Pater from the damage on the guy's fence and property. Now, who has to clean up the mess? That's the Shaila. Who has to clean it up? So the Chazon Ish writes in Bava Basra, Os Yudalid, Os Tezayin rather, he says, he has a little discussion here, he talks about whether the tree is a boor, whether the tree is an ash, whatever the type of nezik it is, he concludes at the end that since the property was not mafki, I did not say that my tree is a hefker, so therefore even on putter from the damage it caused, but after it's fallen, since I own it, I'm chayv to remove all the debris. He says clearly that Kavan says that even though I'm honest in terms of the damage to the guy's property, and he can't be tovei me on the falling of the tree or the fence, mikamakom Kavan to yesh biyado shabaylam lesakin sasadeh ulefanos haavanim. Since I have the ability to remove my rocks, mischayv b'davar, I'm chayv to remove the debris according to the way the halacha paskins. Where does the Chazon Ish get this from? So that same mission, Bava Metzia, says that Misha haya kosel samech leginas chaveir. I've got my wall next to my friend's garden, and Amar lo pana avanecha, he says, get your rocks out of my property. Amar lo, I say, you know what? Higyucha, it's all yours. You've got a nice Metzia, you could keep the rocks yourself, keep the branches, keep the leaves. Misha says, ain shomim lo. I can't force a guy to take my property from him. Rashi says, ain shomim lo. Im ain zerotz, if the guy doesn't want my tree, ain't kona lo davar hefker umatana. He's not forced to buy my property and have to remove it. It's mine. I can't tell him to keep it. I must remove it. Tosa says, wait a second. What about if the guy's mafkir? Let's say my tree falls over, I'm mafkir. Say, no, I don't want it. It's hefker. It's not my responsibility anymore. Tosa says, Afagab de mafkir nezakav, even though I mafkir my nezek, la'achar nefila, it's onus. And the Gemara says this is a Gemara in Baba Kama, I'm pater, I don't have to remove it anymore. So how can the Mishnah says here, if my tree falls, I do have to remove it, but the Gemara Baba Kama says, I don't have to remove it after it's fallen. So says the Tosos here, that because in that case, in the case here, I really wasn't mafkir bedaito. I really wasn't gomer das to mafkir. I wanted to hold on to the trees. I said, pick it up on your own. But it sounds like from Tosas, if I really wanted to be mafkir, it would be hefker, and I would say, it's your tree, you clean the mess, not my mess to do. But the Rashash says no. Rashash says, that Gemara Baba Kama is talking about Rishus HaRabim. When my tree falls into Rishus HaRabim, I could say, it's hefker, it's not mine, let the town clean it up. But if it falls onto a guy's property, which is what the Gemara in Bamatzi is talking about, in Rishus HaYochid, I have no right to mafkir my material into that guy's property. I could go take my garbage and chuck it over the fence. Not mine, it's yours now. I can't do that. That's considered mazik. And therefore, even though the Shulchan Aruch paskins, I'm putter for any damage to his property from my tree falling it, it's my responsibility as the owner of the tree to pick it up and make sure I call the companies to pick up all the debris. Okay, I will stop here. Tomorrow we're going to talk about a question I had a few times Erev Shabbos about building Erev. Can you use a tree line or bushes as part of Erev or not?